Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A very warm welcome to Q2 and H1 FY26 earnings call of Krsnaa Foschem Limited. From the senior management, we have with us today Mr. Praveen Oswal, Managing Director and Promoter, Mr. Pankaj Oswal, Promoter and Director, Mr. Sunil Kothari, Whole-time Director and Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Pokharaj Kantor, Group Financial Advisor. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Pokharaj Kantor. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Kantor.
Thank you for the introduction. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the earnings calls of Krsnaa Foschem Limited. Before we begin, I would like to mention that some of the statements made during today's discussions may be forward-looking in nature and are subject to risk and uncertainties, including those related to future financial and operational performance. In case there is a call drop during the proceedings, please bear with us. We will ensure the call is reconnected at the earliest. With that, I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Praveen Oswal, Managing Director. Over to you, Praveen ji.
Good afternoon, everyone, and a warm welcome to Krsnaa Foschem Limited Quarter 2 and H1 FY26 earnings call. This quarter, we are delighted to report our highest-ever quarterly revenue and record EBITDA, marking a significant milestone in the company's growth journey. In H1 FY26, Krsnaa Foschem has also delivered outstanding half-yearly results, demonstrating strong growth, operational excellence, and strong market demand for our products. During this call, we will discuss favorable industry dynamics during the period, followed by government policy financial highlights. Then, we will discuss on our operational achievements and finally provide insights into our strategic outlook for the company. After this overview, we will be happy to address your questions. On favorable industry dynamics, starting with the business environment, the Kharif 2025 season witnessed favorable monsoon conditions with rainfall exceeding the long-term average, supporting robust sowing activity across India. This has led to strong demand for fertilizers, especially phosphatic fertilizers, as farmers prepare for the upcoming Rabi season. India's push towards fertilizer self-reliance continues to gain momentum. During FY24-25, domestic urea production increased by 35%, while DAP and NPK manufacturing surged by 44%, bolstered by government initiatives emphasizing diversified sourcing and strategic long-term contracts. These efforts have helped stabilize supply chains amid global uncertainties such as geopolitical tensions and the temporary halt of fertilizer exports from China. Especially, the SSP market remains resilient and expanding, driven by demand from cost-sensitive small and medium farmers seeking balanced nutrient solutions for the soils. Monsoons played a key role in Quarter 2 as farmers stocked fertilizer ahead of planting and during early crop growth stages, resulting in elevated capacity utilization and dispatches across our product portfolio. Turning to raw material trends, prices remained elevated through the quarter. Sulfur prices also rose. Potash and rock phosphate costs increased steadily, and phosphoric acid prices held stable. Ammonia prices softened marginally, which partially eased input cost pressure. Even in this environment, our EBITDA reached a record high, reflecting strong operational efficiencies and an optimized product mix. Moving on to the policy environment, the cabinet approved MSP hike across all mandated Rabi crops. This will support increase in farm income and enhance demand for agri inputs. With a continued policy push towards balanced nutrition, NPK's output rose while stocks tightened in July, pointing to healthy kharif harvest season and potential restocking ahead of rabi season. Now let's summarize what this means for Krishna. Factors including push for balanced fertilizer to improve soil health, increased water reservoir levels combined with MSP hikes will enhance prospects of productivity for rabi season, directly supporting healthy fertilizer demand in the season ahead. In parallel, continued policy momentum towards balanced crop nutrition and farmer adoption of value-added phosphatic fertilizer reinforce constructive positioning for the company's complex fertilizer and SSP product portfolio, indicating potential volume growth and margin resilience into Rabi 2025. Here, I also want to mention that company has introduced various ranges of fortified SSP, including urea SSP, which is being positioned as substitute of DAP in the Indian market. Now let's focus on our financial highlights. For the quarter, our revenue is ₹608 crore, which is up 102% year on year, whereas during the half year, our revenue is 1003 crore, which is up 73% year on year, driven by exceptional SSP demand utilization and steady operations in complex fertilizers. For the quarter, our EBITDA is 73 crore, which is 82% year-on-year, whereas during the half-year, our EBITDA is 139 crore, which is up 69% year-on-year, supported by higher volumes and operational efficiencies. For the quarter, our PAT is 33 crore, which is up 99% year-on-year, whereas during the half-year, our PAT is 64 crore, which is up 93% year-on-year, led by higher volumes due to demand and continued operational efficiencies. Quarterly EPS has doubled to 5.4% from 2.7 in quarter 2 financial year 25. Half yearly EPS near about doubled to 10.31 from 5.36, up 93% year on year, reflecting robust profitability and strong shareholder value creation. Moving ahead, let's on operational highlights. We achieved our highest ever quarterly fertilizer production of 95,783 metric ton, where our half yearly fertilizer production was 190,005 metric ton, which also highest of all time. Remarkable SSP quarterly capacity utilization of 111% showing our efficiency. We also achieved highest quarterly sales volume of 121,491, where half yearly sales volume was also highest of 212,441 metric ton, driven by strong market demand and efficient plant operations. SSP sales reached a quarterly high of 49,389 metric ton, whereas half yearly sales of SSP at 75,359 metric ton, which was also highest of all time. NPK sales stood at a healthy 72,102 metric ton for the quarter, while half yearly sales reached to high of 137,081 metric ton. Quarterly BRP crushing stood at 38,835 metric ton, representing 78% capacity utilization, while half-yearly crushing reached 86,750 metric ton with 87% utilization. Sulfuric acid production was 46,682 metric ton for the quarter with 71% utilization and 104,153 for the half-year of at 79% utilization. Phosphoric acid production stood at 16,589 metric ton during the quarter, achieving 67% utilization, while half-yearly production was 33,030 metric ton, maintaining 67% utilization. Coming on to strategic industry outlook and growth initiatives. Looking ahead, our Meghnagar expansion project is progressing as planned and will augment our production capabilities significantly. The project will enhance our NPK DAP capacity by 165,000 metric ton and sulfuric acid capacity by 99,000 metric ton per annum with a total investment of 142 crore. Civil is underway as scheduled and the project is on track for commissioning by March 2026. The expansion is being funded through a term loan of 75 crore and internal accruals. Further, we are actively exploring additional strategic expansions to enhance capacity and capitalize on emerging growth opportunities. In line with our sustainability commitment, Krishna was selected as the preferred buyer of green ammonia under SECI's site scheme. NTPC, the winning bidder, will supply 70,000 metric ton per annum of green ammonia, marking the beginning of decade-long partnership aimed at ensuring reliable supply of green raw material, reducing import dependence, and advancing India's Green India and Atmanirbhar Bharat initiatives. India's import dependence on complex fertilizer exceeding 50% presents a strategic opportunity. Potential periodical urea prices adjustment recommended by CACP could boost subsidies on phosphorus and potassium fertilizer, strengthening demand for our core NPK segment. Our innovation-led R&D efforts remain focused on developing fortified fertilizers like Annadata Super 6, Bharat Urea SSP to improve nutrient efficiency and address micronutrient deficiencies, further enhancing our market differentiation. To conclude, Krishna is well positioned for strong and profitable growth driven by robust demand, strategic capacity expansion, adherence to sustainability, and a relevant focus on operational excellence. With our continued support, we remain focused on driving healthy growth and creating long-term value for our shareholders. Thank you for the trust. We now welcome your questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Rehan Sayed with Trinetra Asset Manager. Please go ahead.
Hello, I'm audible. Hello.
You sound loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm audible, right?
Yeah,
good evening, manager, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. So I have one or two questions. First, on the working capital side, so how has the working capital situation evolved this quarter, especially with the respect to subsidy receivables and delayed payments? Are you witnessing, so for that, are you witnessing any tightening or improvement in collection cycle? This is my first question, and my second question is, within your product mix, in SSP, NPK, and other fertilizer grades, which segment is currently showing stronger demand traction and better margins as for you, and do you expect any shift in mix over the next 2 to 3 quarters? This is my two questions from my side. Hello.
Speakers, go ahead.
Can you come again with the question that what exactly you want to know? The working capital between the products, or I could not get your question.
Between the products.
Mr. Sayed, can you just come a little closer to the range? And speak a little loud and clear.
Both the products have different working capital. Prices are different, so working capital requirement will be obviously in. DAP will be more. DAP NPK complex will be more.
Yeah. So, like, my question is on that only. That this subsidy will, how it will help you in future? Like, it will sustain you in the same level, or it may go higher or low? Like, for working capital side, I want.
No, it will be on the same levels.
Okay. And my second question is on the product mix side. Like, can I repeat this question again?
Yeah, please.
So, within the product mix of SSP, NPK and other fertilizer grades, so which segment is currently showing stronger demand traction for you and better margin? Do you expect any shift in mix over the product mix over the next 2-3 quarters?
Presently, like our product segment is phosphatic segment mainly.
Yeah.
So, single super phosphate also represent phosphatic segment, and our NPK DAP is more of DA, phosphatic segment only.
Okay.
Both have its own market.
And any guidance for any margin guidance for next year or next year?
For the coming 6 months?
Yeah.
We expect that the last 6 months results we are going to follow that same style of production. So it could be in the range of last 6 months data only.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Vignesh Iyer with Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on the lines of the sulfur and sulfuric acid spread. Could you share what were the prices of sulfur and sulfuric acid for quarter 2 FY26 versus last quarter? And also, could you give your insight on how you see this prices, panning out in coming quarters? I mean, historically, we have never seen such kind of pricing in sulfuric acid. So, could you share your insight on this?
Yeah. Sulfur, definitely, it is increasing continuously. And it is almost touching highest levels of all times. Sulfuric acid, there are different sources in India through which sulfuric acid, like there are byproducts of smelters and there are burners. So definitely sulfur is going up, but sulfuric acid it is still under control, and we have tie-ups for sulfuric acid.
Sir, could you quantify the same? I mean, what was the sulfur price like? $300, $350.
April 25, sulfur was around 27,500, and now it is around 33,000.
Okay, and sulfuric acid?
Sulfuric acid, roughly it was around 8,000 in April 25, and now it is around, there are like 9 to 10,000 rupees per ton.
9 to 10,000 rupees per ton. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And my second question is on the SSP side of the business. Could you share what is the EBITDA per ton that we did in SSP in this quarter?
It is around 13 to 15%.
13 to 15%. Okay. Fine. Okay. Thank you. That's all for us.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Nishita with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Yes. So I have a few questions. My first question is, once the CAPEX is done and the capacity is operational, at full utilization, what is the revenue that you can do?
So right now our present capacity is 330,000 tons, okay, for DAP, NPK,
and we are adding 165,000 more. So the capacity will be 495,000 tons, and we propose to utilize our capacities around 75 to 80%. So this is the numbers which we can tell you, and the pricing per ton of NPK is around almost 45,000 rupees per ton. So it could be around 1800 odd crores for DAP NPK, and for SSP it would be
SSP it would be same.
So in total it could be around 2000 odd crores.
Okay, understood. My next question is that you, in Q1 call, you've given a revenue guidance of 1500 crores in FY26, and we've already done around 1000 crores in H1 only. So, like, are you going to increase this guidance? What will be the current guidance for FY26?
Actually, madam, this includes our trading of some fertilizer. You know, we have been manufacturing phosphatic fertilizer, and there is a very good demand during this season. And to meet this deficit and also increase our portfolio, where we have added some different kind of NPK, we have imported some NPK and started selling. So this quarter, the trading constitute about 20 to 22%, as against 4.5%. So, for manufacturing purpose, as our MD has told, we will maintain the revenue target for the next half year. As far as trading is concerned, it depends upon the market metrics, and depending upon the market and demand, it will undergo change.
No, so the revenue target, will be at 1500 crores only.
Obviously, but for if the opportunity for the trading comes, then it will go up.
Okay, understood. And my last question would be, we had a 1% of margin drop year on year. So what is the reason for that?
As I have already told you, the 22% constitute trading. And trading, okay, the margin is hardly 2%. As against manufacturing margin of 11 to 12%. So when you put together, the margin drop is visible, number one. And number two, okay, there is a slight increase of raw material cost, as indicated by our MD, that sulfur has gone up. That has also squeezed. But I can tell you one thing, that we have not accounted for the possible enhancement in subsidy in the coming 6 months. So we hope that whatever drop has taken place in the second quarter will be well compensated in the time to come.
Okay. So are you saying that this 1500 crores of margin for FY26 is on a conservative basis?
1500 crores? Sorry?
Guidance. 1500 crores of revenue guidance for FY26.
It will be on a conservative.
Okay.
Yes, we will exceed it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Heet Modi with RV Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, my question is, what is the revenue and margin per metric ton of SSP and NPK DAP both?
Look, I think our MD has already indicated that operating margin is 13 to 14% in SSP as well as in NPK. And DAP, for the time being, we are not manufacturing because we are even unable to meet the demand of NPK.
Sir, I am asking about per metric ton.
You can calculate 17,000 is the SSP, so it will be in 1900, 2000 rupees, and in case of NPK, it will be 6,000 plus EBITDA per ton.
Okay, sir. And thank you, sir.
Mr. Modi, are you done with the question?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Rishi Mehta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Sir, how you are responding to the aggressive competition from both imported and domestic fertilizer players?
See, we are manufacturing fertilizers at a very optimal cost, and we are importing the fertilizers also. And if you call it as a market competition, then we will tell you that there is no such competition, because fertilizer is already shortage in the country, and the fertilizer which is being imported or manufactured is sold very aggressively, and there is a huge demand of fertilizer. So either it is imported or domestic production, there is no issue of selling the fertilizers.
Okay. And just like you are the master of SSP, NPK, DAP, but
yes.
Is there any plan to enter in the urea segment in the future for the company?
Right now, there is no such plan to enter into urea segment.
Okay, we are continuing with the NPK and DAP.
Yes, there is a huge scope of manufacturing capacity being increased in the country. So we are still concentrating on to increase the capacity of our DAP and NPK plants.
Okay. And you are expanding in the northern areas, and also you are looking for the other zones of India, like south zone, east zone, and others.
Right now, as I told you, that there is a huge scope for marketing our fertilizers manufactured from our plants in the northern part, and a lot of fertilizers is being imported in India from various countries. So we are trying to concentrate on the northern part, and as and when there is an opportunity to develop a facility in southern part, then we will go ahead in future. We are open to put up our facilities in any part of the country, because there is huge demand of fertilizers.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And wishing you good luck for the expansion. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Next question comes on the line of Ajit Sethi with Eco Quantum Solutions. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. As in Q2, we are at optimum utilization of NPK and DAP. So as our new capacity will come at March end of 165,000, so what kind of utilization we are expecting from the new capacity in FY27?
See, as we have given the targets in financial institutions, or once we start the capacity, by our experience, we personally feel that for the first year of operations, it could be around 50-55%, and then the numbers are on a conservative basis, but then it can increase year on year to 80% or more than 80%.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Harish Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good evening. Sir, my question is that, as you are aware that Paradeep and Mangalore fertilizer getting to Mazar, it will be open route for you. What is your plan for Mazar?
We are examining this Paradeep and Mangalore Chemicals merger, and as you are already aware that there are many regulatory issues while merging the company, particularly in the fertilizer sector. So let's see how this merger smoothly takes up, and if everything goes well with these two companies, then we are also open to go ahead for the merger plans.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Vishal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening, sir. I have a couple of questions. First question on the operating margin front. So, if we see from 2020 to till date, right, the margins are continuously kind of shrinking or a little bit impacted there from 20% to right now 13% in the latest financial year. So that, like, any your view on that part, how are we planning to improve the margins back to the level which company used to have earlier? And second question is, the phenomenal growth that we have seen in the last couple of years. So what is our guidance for the next couple of years or 5 years down the line to maintain the same?
Look, as far as this declining margin you have been talking about, 22-23 has been an exceptional year. So that margin of 20-21%, it is difficult to repeat. But government also has an intention that all phosphatic fertilizer companies should continue to earn profit. And a reasonable operating margin of 13-14% only we are eyeing. And that we hope we will be able to maintain. And as regards the next 5 years concerned, you can see our history in the past that gradually we keep on expanding our capacity, we keep on diversifying our portfolio. We have added DAP NPK in 2023, and then now we are expanding DAP NPK, and in future also, once our cash accruals are accumulated adequately, we can go for other geography also for add portfolio or increase capacity. So as we have been doing in the next 5 years also, the company will be expanding continuously, and I am hopeful that whatever figures you are seeing today, you will see some multiplication in time to come.
Okay, thank you so much, sir. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Nitin Kaushik with FN Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Sir, am I audible?
Yeah, good evening. Yeah, good evening.
Sir, first of all, congratulations for this spectacular result. Sir, I have a few questions. The first one is, what revenue growth and volume growth you are expecting for FY26 whole year for both the segments?
We have already told you that last 6 months we have done the manufacturing and trading business, and we are expecting the same or similar numbers in coming 6 months.
Sir, because there has been some outlier, like in this quarter, on an year-on-year perspective, you grew by 102%. So then I was asking if this growth was sustainable or not for future.
The bifurcation is between trading and manufacturing. Trading was almost 22% of the turnover, and trading, as you are already aware, that trading is always an opportunist business, and still this quarter there is a season, and we are also doing that same trading turnover, same trading business in this quarter. For the next last quarter, let's see how the business plan is made for the last quarter. But we are confident that the similar business trend will continue for the next 6 months.
Okay, sir. So the next question was, could you guide us on what has been the price trend of SSP, DAP and NPK over the past 6 months, and what would be its price in future?
The prices for NPK was around 45,000 rupees per ton, plus minus 1,000 rupees per ton here and there. And for SSP, it was almost around 15,000 to 16,000 rupees per ton, another plus minus 1,000 rupees per ton. And we are expecting almost a similar price in coming 6 months also.
Okay, sir. Also, sir, out of SSP, DAP, NPK, which segment is more profitable for you?
Yeah, beta margins for both the products is in the range of 13% to 15%. So both the products have a same margin, and both have the same both have the huge market. So we are manufacturing and marketing our products in full swing.
Okay, sir.
So
that's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Shyam Jetlia, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Sir, I want to ask you that what risk could impact execution of your upcoming projects?
Can you repeat? Can you repeat?
I'm asking that what risks could impact execution of your upcoming projects?
Execution of the upcoming project,
indigenous purchases, so we are not foreseeing any substantial risk or something.
And we have a satisfactory track record of implementing such project in the past. The group has a credit of implementing such expansion diversification. 1920 expansion we have undertaken in the last 20 years. So our vendors are settled, our engineers are well-skilled, our promoters are well-conversant with the implementation of project. All things have been lined up, internal accruals are adequate, debt is tied up. So I don't think there is any substantial risk, except unforeseen thing if anything happen naturally.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Nishita with Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. I just have a follow-up question. So you mentioned that the next 6 months the business will be in the same lines as of H1. So I'm assuming that we can get a revenue top line of 1,000 crores. So is that safe to assume?
See, again, I would again tell you that in this Q2, we had a trading turnover of around 20%. And for Q3, we are expecting the same numbers for trading turnover. Our production is going very well. The issue of production is not there. Only the trading component. Imported fertilizer marketing issue is there for Q4. At Q4 we have to examine and we have to see the market, how the market behaves in Q4. And but we are confident that whatever we have performed in terms of manufacturing at our plant locations, we will continue to do that manufacturing without any hiccups. And then that is why we are confident that we will be able to achieve the similar numbers in coming 6 months.
Okay.
And there is a huge scope of demand of fertilizers, no? So it is not an issue that we will be able to achieve or not. It is that we are confident and we will continue with our manufacturing and trading businesses.
Okay, understood.
Ms. Nishita, are you done with the questions?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Anubhav Sangal with Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, good evening.
Sir, my question is from the point of EBITDA margins. We are seeing the EBITDA margin coming down YoY from Q2 FY25 to Q2 FY26. So just wanted to understand the reason behind that. If you can elaborate, please.
Look, EBITDA, I have already responded that this Q2 EBITDA margin vis-a-vis Q1 EBITDA margin has largely affected due to trading turnover. The Q2 has almost 22% of the revenue coming from trading, where margin is hardly 2.5% as against 13 to 14% in case of manufacturing. That is primary reason for the reduction in EBITDA margin. Yes, of course, the rise in sulfur prices have affected to the extent of 70 to 80 basis point of EBITDA margin. But we hope in the next 6 months with expected rise in subsidy, this reduction of manufacturing 70 to 80 basis point will be well compensated.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question comes from the line of Ajit Shetty with Eco Quantum Solutions. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, if possible, can you please share the what is the total demand domestically of DAP, NPK, and the supply against it, similar with SSP also?
So the total demand for DAP, NPK in India is around 20 million tons of fertilizer. And around 5 million tons of SSP demand is there. SSP is 100% indigenously manufactured, while DAP and NPK is almost 50-50%. 50% India is manufacturing and 50% is being imported in the country.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Vishal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity again. I have a question on the borrowing front. So traditionally we have seen the debt to equity have been higher side in 2023-24, and then 25 we have seen improvement, but again in September 25 quarter there is a spike. So what are the plans for management to bring it down to a comfortable level, let's say below 0.5, and like how we are managing our cash flows in that
Look, as far as this higher level of borrowing which you can see in September is primarily because of the trading, and the shipment came in the last week of September, so the borrowing has gone up. The borrowing has been tied up completely, and if you look at the overall interest cost versus sales turnover, it is within the range we planned. And in absolute terms, despite all these borrowings, you can see the cash accrued to the company during the first half year have exceeded our target by almost 30-35%. So as long as the borrowing is well compensated and it is translating into a better profit, I don't think there is anything wrong in borrow. It is all short term, nothing long term. Even the company at this turnover, the long-term debt today outstanding is hardly 150 crore rupees, as against EBITDA of almost 130-140 crore rupees.
Yeah, I agree, sir. That borrowings are required, right, for the business. That's understood. The only point was how we plan to bring it down further so that it helps company as well as the future outlook, both ways, right?
I agree. Even today, the total outside liability with our net worth is in the range of 1% only. So I don't think we should have, we should plan for reduction in borrowing, or you should suggest that we should plan for better improvement in efficiency, which we have been doing. And of course, if we so far we have not decided, but in case we go for some equity infusion or for some preferential allotment or something happen, then obviously the borrowing will come down proportionately.
Okay, so is there any plan for such activities?
No, so far we don't have any plan.
Okay. And sir, one last question is on trade receivables. So those are also spiked up in the current quarter. So those are also linked to trading part or something else?
Yes, trading part.
Okay.
It's already realized by December.
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next question comes from the line of Udit Pandya with MFA Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations for a very good set of numbers this quarter and year-on-year, really good numbers. I just wanted some light on the working capital days of the company as of September.
Look, September, our current assets have been substantially very high and we do not represent the average. So as I have already explained, because of the trading current assets by way of stock and receivable, the level appears high, but with the realization of all those trading stocks by December, I think we will be able to maintain the working capital cycle of 6 months, less than 6 months.
Okay, that could be great. And I wanted to understand if you can throw some color on what are the trade terms for the trade receivables in the trading business, like how much time is the credit cycle given to credit time given to the trade receivables in the trading business?
This trading, particularly these all NPK and these products, when we are selling to the wholesalers and market federation, we are extending 45 to 60 days of credit. But this revenue includes a part of subsidy also. And as you know, the subsidy is realized only when this fertilizer reaches in the hands of farmers. So you can include this debtors in two parts. One is subsidy, another is debtors. So debtors, you can say within 60 days we'll be able to realize. And subsidy, yes, it can take about 100 days.
Okay, so these are classified in the trade receivables, right? The government?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Once again, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, we have reached the end of question and answer session. I would now like to hand the conference over to Praveen Oswal for closing comments.
Okay, thank you very much, all the participants. It was really good to hear from you all the queries regarding our company, and we are always here to give our observations and give our submissions to the participants. We welcome you again whenever you have some queries. Thank you very much on behalf of Krishna Foscam Limited, and that concludes the conference. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Krishna Foschem Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines.